It's a mixed outlook for salmon fishing on the Yukon River, with state managers emphasizing record-level chum runs, but middle and upriver fishermen not seeing those returns for themselves, at least not yet. At a weekly teleconference sponsored by the Yukon River Fisheries Drainage Association, few subsistence users from communities on the lower Yukon made reports. One caller named Marvin from Kotlik explained that with berry picking in full swing, warm temperatures and scores of black flies out, not much fishing was going on along the lower Yukon. Further upriver, Sandy in Galena says that in the last few days, people have been making the best of a plentiful chum run.
I did want to report that there have been a lot of families fishing. People are saying that the fish are big and very red-fleshed, and people are pretty excited and happy about them. They're smoking them and putting them up, since that's what we have.
That's what managers on the Yukon have been hoping to hear. Escapement projects are counting the strongest chum returns on the river since the 1980s. And with a complete restriction on Chinook salmon fishing, Fish and Game is hoping subsistence needs can be met by capitalizing on the strong wave of chums. 75% of those chums are bound for communities far upriver. Jeff Estenson with Fish and Game laid out the approaching timetable upriver areas can expect those fish to arrive.
And this is the front end that I'm talking about right now. We still have a group of about 70,000, as Bonnie mentioned. And then right now we've got a group of fish passing pilot station sonar through today. So, you know, as it stands right now, we have about three groups of fish going upriver.
Those fall chums are expected to make it to Canada at the beginning of September. Federal and state managers also gave updates on their Chinook counts, all of which are better than expected, but still far below the healthy run sizes seen in the past. And with concerns that many communities on both the Yukon and the Kuskokwim have not had enough openings to put away fish, managers say they're continuing to hold off on commercial openings in the lower Yukon, but they say they are assessing that decision day to day.